BBC News with Mary Small. After weeks of wrangling, the Iraqi parliament has passed a law which allows a general election to be held as planned in January, although the exact date has yet to be set. A decision had been delayed more than 10 times as MPs couldn't agree on issues, including the distribution of seats in the oil-rich, ethnically divided city of Kirkuk. Sebastian Usher reports.
The vote was delayed so many times that there was serious concern that the law wouldn't be adopted in time for election to take place in January. The key sticking point was the northern city of Kirkuk. The city is in a region that sits on vast oil reserves. Its population is divided between Kurds and Arabs, with both vying for control. The Kurds wanted its electoral roll modified to show them as the majority. In the end, the electoral law was a compromise but left a final decision over Kirkuk for later. Iraq should now be able to hold elections in January, avoiding a postponement that would have endangered the country's faltering moves towards stability.
President Obama congratulated Iraq's leaders for reaching agreement and said what he called their flexibility and commitment to their country sent an important signal to the world about the country's democracy and national unity. The head of the British Armed Forces, Sir Jock Stirrup, has told the BBC that Al-Qaeda is not operating in Afghanistan at the moment and that the movement has been forced into a relatively small area of Pakistan. But Sir Jock stressed the Afghan campaign contributed to the wider fight against Al-Qaeda. Humphrey Hawksley reports.
Air Chief Marshal Sir Jock Stirrup was measured yet upbeat about the mission in Afghanistan, describing it as painful, slow, but going in the right direction. He predicted that it might be another 5 years until 2014 before the Afghan forces could take full control of security. Britain's deployments in Afghanistan depend very much on a decision due soon from President Obama on whether he'll send extra troops to the conflict. In an interview on American television, the head of the army, General George Casey, said more troops would help cut into the Taliban's successes while training of the Afghan forces continued.
More than 90 people have died in El Salvador after Hurricane Ida swept past Central America, bringing strong winds and torrential rainfall. The government in El Salvador said another 60 people were still missing. Charles Scanlon reports.
Hurricane Ida brought strong winds and torrential rain as it swept past the small mountainous countries of Central America. El Salvador was worst hit, with mudslides and flash floods causing most of the damage and casualties. The storm then dealt a glancing blow to Mexico's Caribbean resorts before moving into the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It's now picking up strength again, with wind speeds of up to 160 kilometres an hour. The hurricane could threaten oil and gas production platforms in the Gulf. Coastal areas from Louisiana to Florida have been put on hurricane watch.
World News from the BBC. Turkish officials have said the Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, who's wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes and crimes against humanity, will not attend a summit of Islamic nations in Istanbul as planned. Jonathan Head reports.
Sudan's president has taken every opportunity to defy the arrest warrant issued against him in March by the International Criminal Court, visiting a number of African countries since then where he's felt safe from the threat of extradition. Now Turkish officials are saying he won't be attending an Islamic summit in Istanbul on Monday, despite an official invitation from the Turkish government to do so. This follows a tense few days during which Turkey defied international pressure to cancel the invitation to a leader accused of war crimes. On Friday, President Abdullah Gül brushed aside a private plea from the European Union, saying it was not the EU's place to interfere.
A synagogue in the centre of the eastern German city of Dresden has been defaced with swastikas ahead of the anniversary of an anti-Jewish pogrom carried out under the Nazis. Police say the symbols were painted on the outer wall of the synagogue and that an investigation was underway to discover who was responsible. 91 Jews were killed during the pogrom, known as Kristallnacht, on the 9th and 10th of November 1938. A senior Iranian politician has said his country's relations with Russia could suffer if Moscow delayed delivery of an anti-aircraft missile defense system to Tehran. In a report by the Izna State News Agency, the head of the Iranian Parliament's Foreign Policy and National Security Committee, Alaeddin Burujerdi, said that avoiding delivery would be harmful to Russia. The contract to provide the system was signed 2 years ago. Conservationists in Niger say the giraffe population there, which was on the edge of extinction just 10 years ago, is now on the rise and moving into new habitats. From a herd of 50 animals, careful conservation has seen numbers rise to around 200. BBC News.